It went around Facebook today of what happened yesterday at the White House, but the National Football College football team, University of Alabama, was at the White House yesterday. And after all of the news media and stuff snapped all their pictures and that, there was one more picture that was taken not by the media. And that was of all the players from the University of Alabama gathered around President Bush and Vice President Pence, laying their hands on them, praying. They were, what's that? All right, not Bush, Trump. But they were, the whole team was gathered around them with their hands on them, praying over them. I mean, I thought that was, and President Trump had his head down, and they were all had their hands on him, and they were praying for him, and Vice President Pence right out in the front of the White House. And I'm going, praise the Lord. But the mainstream news media wouldn't put anything like that on the news, would they? No, 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 no. And I don't know how many of you saw the what was posted about the Border Patrol last week. I know, 2 weeks ago, before President Trump said that there was going to be troops down at the border. Before he made the decision to do that, the down at Nogales, coming across on a train, they there was a train car that had 58,000 pounds of weapons and ammunition in it that was going to a mosque here in Arizona. Now, what would a church do with 58,000 pounds of guns and ammunition? And they think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. And so, but that was not ever put on the mainstream news media anywhere. And they had pictures of it on the internet of the canister. One of those ConAgra canisters, and they showed the bill of lading. The bill of lading said furniture on it, and here it was all weapons inside.
This was yesterday about, take this in the evening newspaper, and they match.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't watch the news at all. I don't, and I mean the national news. I do not even turn that on because. I don't believe one thing that they ever say, ever. Yeah, well, you know what, and sometimes I have to filter that out. But, all right, 1 John chapter 2. We're going to pick up where we left off last time. We're going to start with verse 1. It says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Now, there's something in there that, believe it or not, I saw today that I hadn't seen before. And I've read through this so many times, it's unbelievable. I want you to look at the wording in this. It says, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not." Okay, we are supposed to what? Not sin, right? We are not supposed to sin. Period. I mean, the Bible says that. And if any man sin, we have what?
An advocate.
You notice something about that? It's not plural. You notice that? Are you taping this?
Yes.
Okay. You notice that that's not plural? There's nothing in there that's plural about that. And you know, as I was thinking about that, I thought, how do these other religions get away with having a certain person in that religion go into a little box with people and then tell them their sins and he forgive them of their sins? I haven't figured that out yet.
Priest.
Yeah, I just haven't quite figured that out, Because the Bible says we have one advocate, not plural, singular, one. And who is it? Jesus Christ the righteous. It's not a priest, it's not a rabbi, it's not a preacher. It's Jesus Christ, period.
Amen.
Yeah, there's too many people today that feel, oh, I can sin all I want because all I need to do is go to the priest and say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Well, you go say 18,000 Hail Marys and whatever and you'll be all okay. Isn't that the way it was? How many of you were Catholics? Isn't that the way it was?
Yeah.
Huh? And then go drink some holy water. You know, whatever, you know. And you'll be all clean.
Yeah.
That isn't what the Bible says. The Bible says we have one advocate with the Father, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Period.
Amen.
You know, it ain't a priest. It ain't a rabbi. It ain't a bishop. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm glad that as a pastor, I can't forgive sins.
Yeah.
You know that? I am. I am glad that I cannot forgive sins. Do you know why? I feel sorry for all of you. Because there's a lot of them I probably wouldn't forgive. But you know, what we need to realize is we are to try to sin not. You know, the secret is found in chapter 1, verse 7. It says, walk in the light. You know, if we walk in the light, we aren't walking in the darkness of sin, are we? You know, if you're walking in light, you're not walking in darkness and you're not walking in sin. You know, you must walk in the light as God is light, and we can walk. And we don't have to walk in the darkness of sin. But if we do fall into sin, verse 2 it says, and He, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the propitiation for our sins, and not our sins only, but also the sins of the what? Now, John here was speaking to Jews. And he was talking to new Christians. And he's saying to him, okay, he says, I want you to understand something. If you sin, you got an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our propitiation. He is our go-between. And we'll get taken care of. That's basically what he's saying. But he's saying, you know, it's not just for us. It's for the whole world.
Amen.
Everybody. Everybody is under the same grace. For by grace that you say through faith and not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should
boast.
Listen, what we need to realize is this. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father who will go to the Father in our behalf, plead our case before Him. He will not only plead our case, but in certain cases, He pleads for the whole world. You know, He did not only want us to be saved, but He wants everyone to come to righteousness. There should be no one ever go to hell because they did not have a chance to get saved. You know, I really feel bad for people because one day, their life is going to go up on a big screen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And you know what? Everything is going to be revealed. Every dirty, rotten, no good sin that you ever did is going to be revealed. But there's going to be a time when you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And that's going to go on there too. God's going to say, why didn't you accept it when you could have? Why didn't you accept my Son when you had a chance?
Amen.
You know, I feel bad for those who are going to have to give an account to that or an excuse to God who knows all things. And he won't take an excuse. Verse 3 it says, "And hereby we do know that we know him." How? "If we keep his commandments." Oh, do you mean we got to just keep the Big Ten? Huh? Let's go to verse 4 and then we'll keep going. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a
liar,
and the truth is not in him." Now, how do we know if a person is a child of God? By his actions.
Amen.
You know, we can know a fellow Christian if he keeps God's commands. Well, what are his commands? The Big Ten. That's the start. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28. "That we walk in the light and not in darkness." John 1, 7. "That we teach all nations." Matthew 28, 19 to 20. "That we love one another." John 13, 34 and 15, 7. "That we love Christ." John 14, 21. "And that we teach the remission of sins through the Lord Jesus Christ." John 3:16. Listen, these are the commands that God has given to us. You know, we need to realize that if we will keep the commands that God's given us, that people are going to look at us and say, "Hey, you're a Christian." This last Sunday, my wife and I, after church, we went to Chinese restaurant over there in Coolidge. I like going there. They got good food, fresh food, hot, and it's really good stuff. Anyway, we were sitting there, and our food came. We bowed our heads, and we prayed. And there was a table that was probably from me to Brother Will away, and there was probably about, 15 people at this table. And we were sitting there praying. We got all done praying. Now, I've got a suit on, you know, because we just came from church. And guy gets up, walks over to me. He says, "Can I shake your hand?" I said, "Sure." Shook his hand. He says, "Can I ask you who you are?" I said, "My name is Pastor Dale Storm. I'm from Florence Baptist Church. I'm the pastor of Florence Baptist Church." And he said, "I knew you had to be a Christian." I said, "Why?" Because he says, "Very seldom you walk into a restaurant where people are sitting there bowing their heads and thanking God for their food." I said, "Well, you're going to pray, aren't you?" He said, "Oh, yeah, we're going to pray." He went back, sat down, and they all held hands and prayed. Thank God for the food. Listen, the action that we do shows who we are.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking as I was doing this, I was thinking about the godly people that were out at Country Thunder this last week, who are lighting up reefers, who are, what kind of actions are they showing? Right? Walking around with a beer in their hand, you know, staggering around, stumbling in. I mean, what kind of action? I am a Christian. Right? "You shall know them by their works." Works are actions.
Amen.
What kind of actions do we have? What kind of actions do we show those around us? What kind of testimony do we have around everybody that we come in contact with? Boy, I'll tell you what. I want a good testimony. I do.
Amen.
I want a good testimony with everybody I come in contact with, because they're going to say, "Wow, hey, that guy is a Christian. That guy's a Christian." Verse 4 shows, if we keep his commandments, we are if we don't keep his commandments, we are a liar. And we found last week, or the last time we had a lesson, what happens when we lie. First, we lie to others, then we lie to ourselves, then we lie to God. And in so doing, we get out of fellowship with other Christians. We got out of fellowship with ourselves, and we get out of fellowship with God. You know, it's sad when people don't have good, godly Christian friends or fellowship. You know, verse 5 says, "But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Verse 6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also." So to walk. What's the last part of that? Even as he walked. Wow. We know that we cannot keep all the commandments all the time. And that's why we have an advocate with the Father. But it does not give us a license to sin.
Right.
It doesn't. You know, the Apostle Paul said what? Should I sin? He said, God forbid. If anybody could have sinned, it was Paul, but he refused to sin because he was a Christian. You know, by hiding the Word of God in our heart, it will force us to walk the way that Christ wants us to walk. It will show the world that we're different and that we do not that we walk in the light and not in darkness. By their fruits, we shall know them. If we walk in the light, we don't stumble as others do. You know, there was a story that was told me about a man one time. He was walking down this sidewalk. It was late at night, and he saw a light coming at him. It looked like a flashlight. And this flashlight was all over the sidewalk. I mean, it was all over. It looked like this guy coming down the sidewalk was flush drunk. I mean, it was all over. And he got closer and he got closer and he got right up to him. And the guy that was walking looked at this guy and he says, "Hey," he says, "you're blind. Why do you have a flashlight?" He says, "So that I do not become a stumbling block to someone who can see." Wow! What a testimony. Hey, how many of us are stumbling blocks to weak Christians? Man, we got to be so careful of our testimonies. We got to be so careful where we go. We have to be so careful what we do. You know, this is why we need to be so careful of how our testimony is. Verse 7, he says, "Brother, and I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning." The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. We have seen what commandments are given to us. But look at turning your Bibles real quick to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verses 10 to 12. It says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you." You know, Jesus wants us to be friendly, even though many times we don't want to be friendly. You know, it's like walking down the street and seeing a drunk along the sidewalk. You know, you kind of want to walk around him, don't you? But yet, you know what? We've got to have compassion. We have to love them just as much as we love everybody else. We are to love one another as Christ loved us. You know, it's hard to tolerate some people, isn't it? It is. I mean, I many times have to bite my tongue. But we're commanded that we have to do just that. You know, what did we say the Word was? What is the Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with us. The Lord Jesus. That's what the Word is. So here we see that He was from the beginning and is forever lasting. He was, He is now, and He forever will be. You know, again, a new commandment, verse 8, I command, I write unto you which things is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light is now shineth. Verse 9 says, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Verse 10 it says, he that loveth his brother and abideth in light, there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Verse 11, but he that hateth his brother in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness had blinded what?
His eyes.
What's darkness? And what is light? John 8:12 says Jesus is the light of the world. And as soon as we accept Him, we are no longer in darkness. Just like having a flashlight on a dark night, we can see where we are going. We saw that we are to love one another as Christ loved us, 1 John 3:14-15. We have to love our brothers and sisters in Christ more than anyone else. I have a little testimony to tell you. This last weekend, we had the memorial service for Keith. After the memorial service, Amy, Deanna, and Kathy came up to me, put their arms around me, and gave me a hug. And this is what they told me. They said, we never realized how much love there was in a church. We never realized how much love there was in a church until now. Boy, they could see the love of the people of this church. Amen. Towards Evelyn, towards Kathy, towards Amy, towards Deanna. Amy said to me, she says, you know, Pastor, she says, I felt like I've been in this church forever. It seemed like everybody here was part of my family. Amen. Hey, isn't that the way we're supposed to be? Isn't that the way Christians are supposed to act? We're to love one another. Hate shouldn't be in us. You know, a very good friend of mine once said, God only gives those, when two people are at odds with each other, God only gives those two people enough grace to get over it. That's why when I'm upset with Brother Chuck, it's between him and I. Not between me and Bob and Chuck. It's between me and Chuck.
Amen.
Because God has given him and I enough grace to work through it. Do you understand that? It isn't that God gives me grace to get through it and him grace to get through it, and then we go tell Brother William and Brother Bob and everybody else in here about what's going on, and then all of a sudden everybody gets mad and takes one side or the other. Him and I, God gave us enough grace to get through it. We got through it, and now everybody else in church is mad. Why? Because God didn't give you the grace to get through it. But He did us. That's why it's so important, when you have ill, or you're mad, or you're upset with somebody else, you need to go direct to that person. Because God gave the two of you enough grace to get through it. Not everybody else. You know, many times we walk in darkness and don't know which way to go. You know, God being the light, will show us if we'll only let Him direct our paths. You know, too many times we want to lead the way and not wait for God's leading. And we walk on our own, stumbling and fumbling around, running into things that we could be avoiding if we would only let Him lead us and not ourselves. Our Christian brothers and sisters can help us in our Christian walk, and sometimes they can even hold the flashlight for us. Amen? So we don't stumble and fall. That's all for tonight, folks. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for tonight.